Playing today's hits and yesterday's favorites, this is Jam FM. It is time once again for Town Talk. Today, speaking with Chris Rask, First Link Coordinator with the Alzheimer's Society in North Algoma. First of all, thank you very much for joining me today.
Thank you so much for having me.
So we want to talk about, well, January is Alzheimer Awareness Month, and yes, it's the end of the month, but it's still an important time to talk about Alzheimer's and the society. So what is it that you think we should know about Alzheimer Awareness Month?
That's a great question. So for Canadians living with dementia, the Alzheimer's Society is their first link to a whole community of caring, support, expertise, and knowledge. There are Alzheimer's Society offices right across the country for people living with dementia, as well as their caregivers and families. We are fortunate that the North Algoma office is located right here in Wawa, and we service all the surrounding area, Wawa, Chapleau, Horn Payne, White River, Dubreuilville, all points in between. I think it's really important to know that at the North Algoma office, we do have a program called First Link, and it's that really important first connection for anyone recently diagnosed with a dementia.
Okay, so how is it that First Link works?
Right, so a person gets referred and then they'll be contacted by me, the local First Link coordinator, and I will talk to them and determine what support and services they need at this time and help them navigate through the various services available.
That makes a lot of sense. So how does someone get connected to First Link? Is it just call you up?
Yeah, actually, it's as easy as that. So you can call the office here at 705-856-0000. It is a part-time office, so I'm not here all the time, but you can leave a confidential message. So self-referral is fine, a family member. You can also go through your healthcare provider, be that a doctor or a nurse practitioner, even pharmacist, social worker really will accept any referral.
So once someone's referred, what happens from there?
Yeah, so I'll just have a conversation with them and we'll figure out what their needs are right now, what challenges they're having, and how they can be supported. So locally, the types of supports we have are one-on-one counseling, or there's some really great group support where people get to meet other people in similar circumstances to them. We also have access to a lot of knowledge, so a resource library, so we can lend out all kinds of books and videos and hand out pamphlets on specific education topics. And community, too. We really try and build community and communication. We have a great program in town called Minds in Motion, and it's an opportunity for people to get together and socialize and do a little bit of physical activity and recreation therapy and, you know, talk to other people having similar experiences.
That's a lot of helpful things out there. Is there anything else that you want listeners to know about?
I guess just to really emphasize, you know, not to wait. So the sooner you call, the sooner someone can help. Sometimes people feel like they have to, you know, wait till they feel up to it or they've done some research or talked to friends, but really that only delays the support and the links that we can provide. I guess a couple other things are just that the society locally is always seeking volunteers. As I mentioned, it's a part-time office, so we are always looking for help, and we are always doing fundraising. So there's a current, we can't do door-to-door right now, which usually accompanies the Awareness Month in January, but that is available online if people feel like they can support financially as well.
All right. Well, it's a lot of things that people can learn more about. If they have more questions, they want to understand more, how can they get a hold of you?
Absolutely. So I mentioned the phone number here at the office is 705-856-0000. They can go to Facebook and look up Alzheimer Society of Sault Ste. Marie and Algoma District, or they can contact me, Chris Rask, at alzheimeralgoma.org.
Well, thank you very much for joining me today.
Thanks so much for giving me the opportunity, Daniel.
Once again, that is Chris Rask, First Link Coordinator with the Alzheimer Society here in North Algoma, joining us for Town Talk, heard at 9:30 Thursday mornings on Jam FM.